Chapter 5. My first thought the next morning, before I even opened my eyes, was Mary. I rolled over in bed and called the precinct with her information. The officer on the phone promised to pass it on when the right man came in, but I thought I'd better call again later just to make sure. My second was that stupid local gossip board. There it was, right at the top, a photo of our house and another series of questions. Even in my anger at having my very own life out there on the blogosphere, I noticed that the writing seemed a lot more literate than the person I had confronted. He had certainly been taking pictures, though. I assured myself this would stop if there were no more news, and at the same time, I thought about writing an angry post myself. I needed to think that over. I had been making promises not to be such a hothead. When I finally went downstairs, I found Joe sitting in my kitchen, drinking coffee and looking thoughtful. "What's going on? Are you waiting for your crew?" He only said quietly,
"I heard an interesting story about you this morning from one of your neighbors. Have you completely lost your mind?"
I had intended to tell him a highly edited version of what happened yesterday. I did want him to keep an eye open for that car. It seemed I no longer had that choice, and realistically, Chris would have blabbed anyway. When I finished telling him the whole story, he told me, still quietly, that I was a complete idiot. "I don't know about that," I protested, without a lot of conviction.
"Whatever he was or wasn't up to, he sounds like a nutcase. You should have called me. For crying out loud, Erica, what if he'd punched you? Don't you know there are people who worry about you?"
"Well, what if you were here and he punched you?" He gave me a don't be stupid look and said,
"I'm not you, obviously. I could have punched him back."